come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback.
Welcome to
to the one of our first live, I think it's our first real live broadcast of Steve Meal in the Corner, Main Street, Wall Street, here on Global Crowd TV and on live stream and on demand on YouTube. YouTube. I think it's also going to be on our Facebook page and our Twitter page as well. So, anyway, I'm Steve Meal. I'm on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and today's a very big day. Here we are. It's not only are we broadcasting live over the radio, and not only is Steve Meal on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street the number one investment series podcast at Podomatic, and I don't know where we trend at iTunes, but I get some periodic information that says we trend a little bit high and sometimes a little bit low, depending on if we have an original broadcast. But we're all original broadcasts this week. So here, February 3rd, also a big day because GlobalCrowdTV.com is, this day's the first day of real operations. The complete website is up at GlobalCrowdTV.com. Everyone can go there and get access and see what's all kind of going on at Global Crowd TV. And I'm going to, I got a lot of emails in the last 3 to 4 days from entrepreneurs and investors that are on Gust and on Angel Co and on EquityNet. And a lot of them are very impressed with what we're doing here at Global Crowd TV. And I got to say that if you're an investor, an entrepreneur with any of those websites, I think you understand why Global Crowd is so much more advanced than what those other sites are. And as simple as this, let's just walk through it. At Global Crowd TV, the number one thing that makes us... Well, let's just go through everything. At Global Crowd TV, the biggest... what do you want to say? The biggest advantages are this. One, we're not dealing with Regulation D securities. All of our securities at GlobalCrowdTV.com are Regulation A securities. So here's the advantages of that. When you do a Regulation D, like at EquityNet or at these other websites, Gus, whatever they are, I don't know. I don't pay much attention. This is all just garbage. What it is you get a highly restricted security. It's got restrictive legends on it. You're basically stuck with it. Also, you have to go through this whole arduous task. Are you in the top 8% of Americans that are considered accredited investors, or are you a non-accredited investor? And if you are a non-accredited investor, you can't invest in that company because they use general solicitation and so on and so forth. And if Title 3 or whatever it is of this whole crowdfunding Jobs Act thing gets fully approved and actually gets enacted, you're going to have to give up your tax returns, your pay stubs, bank statements, potentially give up property appraisals and property tax statements to determine what your net worth is. And from that net worth, then we can determine if you can make an investment or not. So here's why it's better at Global Crowd TV. One, every single investor can invest in any company at Global Crowd TV, whether you're a U.S. citizen, non-U.S. citizen, whether you're accredited or non-accredited. You don't have to give up all of these bank statements and go through this whole to-do. Second, you get securities that are unrestricted. And when I say unrestricted security, means that you have the ability to transfer them, sell them, or trade them day one. And what is so unique about GlobalCrowdTV.com is that for the simple fact that at GlobalCrowdTV.com, we already have established a secondary marketplace for the trade or the sale of Regulation A and some Regulation S securities. And when you hear me say Regulation S security, I'm saying a security that's sold to a sophisticated investor who is not a resident of the United States. So when an investor comes to GlobalCrowdTV.com, they'll go to GlobalCrowdTV.com and they have their own account there. And once they have their own account there, they can look at all of these opportunities that have securities for all these companies that have securities for sale. And when they want to buy a security of one of these companies, they don't have to print, fax, scan. They can actually just go online, hit invest, all of their information auto-populates onto the subscription agreement, they digitally sign, hit submit, goes to the company, they accept it. Once it's accepted, the investor can invest online. No printing, no faxing, no scanning, no emailing, and all that other jazz. And they, once again, they get unrestricted securities that they can buy, sell, trade, and all that other stuff. So we're not like Angel Co., we're not like Gus, we're not like EquityNet, we're not like any of these other companies. We're not just a website where people go and post some random information, and maybe some investor who would just happen to be tooling around one day sees you, and then they just go off and contact you. We are a little bit more established than that. Not only do we have Global Crowd TV, but we have our own TV, our own web TV broadcasting station that launches here on February 17th. We already have our radio. We already have our podcast. And once again, I want to thank everybody making Steve Meehl at the Corner of Main Street and Wall Street the number one podcast at Podomatic. I don't know where we're at on iTunes. I'll have to check. I wanted to check over the weekend, but obviously I got intrigued by the whole Super Bowl, and I was a little disappointed with how that turned out. By halftime, I was already checking my Twitter and my Facebook and all that nice stuff. So, but it's really exciting. If you take a look at the companies that we have at GlobalCrowdTV.com today, we start our direct public offering daily, where we're going to select one company every single day that has a Regulation A securities offering that's able to be invested in by every single person that wants to make an investment. The investment minimums at Global Crowd TV are great. Some companies you can invest in for as little as $100. The biggest investment that any one person would have to make is $1,000. And each of those investment minimums are clearly defined at GlobalCrowdTV.com. So go to GlobalCrowdTV.com today. Take a look at, just go in and just browse around. All the pages are available. The only time you have to have a username or a password for anything is one to buy a security at GlobalCrowdTV.com, because you do have to have an account to buy a security at GlobalCrowdTV.com. But here's what's a great thing is, to open an account at GlobalCrowdTV, it takes 5 minutes. It is a very simple online form you fill out. You read some disclaimers, you hit submit, 24 hours later you have an account that's open. You don't have to make any opening deposits, you don't have any fees, you don't have to pay anything up front, you don't got any monthly fees, you got no monthly minimums. That account is generally created for us, one, to get information from you, so when you do want to make an investment, you just have to choose how many shares of stock or notes or bonds that you want to buy and hit submit. You don't have to type in your name and all that other information again. That's already done. Also, with that account, that's where you're going to get, all of the companies at GlobalCrowdTV.com have reporting requirements somewhat like a company that is traded on a regulated stock market. They have to submit quarterly financial statements, year-end audited financial statements. They've got to issue a letter once every month to the investor and to GlobalCrowdTV, stating where the company is at, what's going on, just basically keeping everybody informed. And then also another big thing is that every quarter they come here to Global Crowd TV, whether it be on video link up or here live at our air studio here in Malibu, California, they have to report to the investor as an individual like this on video. And the investors can join in via phone, video conference, whatever they want to do, and they can ask direct questions and ask for direct information from the CEO of the company. And that's also recorded, just like my radio show is here now. And when it's done being recorded, it gets posted on the company's webpage, as well as in the account for their investors. So when you log into your account, you'll see unaudited quarterly financial statements from your investments. You'll see the year-end audits. You'll see the letters from the CEO, and you'll also see the video of the investor conference call, should you not be able to attend. And also, that's where you also get the schedules for those types of things, and you also get your digital stock certificates there. Should you want to sell any of your securities down the road, you'll do that through your account by clicking, post and ask. You post your security for sale, and you ask for a certain price. If you want to bid, you'll see a notice that goes into your account that says, hey, so-and-so posted a security for sale. He bought on this day so much, and here is the information on that company. And you can go look at that company's financial statements. And if you choose to want to buy that investor's security, so you can click bid, and you can make a bid to buy those securities. So it's pretty exciting. No one's even thought about doing that. Not only are we miles ahead of all of these other Regulation D / crowdfunding, comedic, whatever they are. This is true investment banking at Global Crowd TV. It's not, we're not a website. What's even better for the entrepreneurs, and just to let you know that we're not just here gathering entrepreneurs and sticking information and doing securities offerings on a website. Let me tell you what we do for the entrepreneurs. Whether it's small business, startup, a growth stage company, they submit an application or submit information for consideration for a joint venture with us here at Global Crowd TV. We then review that information. We go through a prolonged due diligence period. We go through financial statements, backgrounds of the company and the executives. You name it, we go through. If it's an oil and gas venture, we're looking at the whether if it's an existing set of wells, we're looking at well logs. If it's a new exploration, we're looking at 3D seismic imaging, geological information. You name it, depending on the information or the industry, we're looking at it. And we only pick the best of the best. And if you look at the companies we have at GlobalCrowdTV.com, there is absolutely no doubt that Global Crowd TV has the best of the best offerings in the industry today. Our very first show is on February 17th for Direct Public Offering Daily. That's when we choose one company who's got a Regulation A public securities offering, and we just kind of feature them all day long through all of our broadcasts, whether it's my radio show, through the radio shows that start launching here later this week, and all of this stuff. We feature them all day long. We go on a big campaign and get as much publicity out there about as we can about that company and their offering, and drum up as much investments as we can in one single day. The very first company we have is French Port. This is French Port Doors. If you haven't looked at French Port LLC on GlobalCrowdTV.com, you have to go there and look at it today. What an amazing growth stage company, already in Lowe's. They're going to be starting to roll out nationwide. They're getting in with bigger distributors overseas. They got multiple patents on a seamless garage door that opens like a garage door but looks like French doors. And what's also amazing with it is it has an ability, even like a normal garage door where it has like the four or five, you know, layers that are horizontal. And when you go in, it has an ability to put in a normal walkthrough door. Seamless. It's absolutely crazy. It's an amazing American company, and I'm just more than flattered that we're their partners. And once again, for the entrepreneurs, generally when you do a public securities offering, whether it be on the OTC market or via Regulation A, you're talking upfront costs somewhere in the $10,000 to $50,000 range. We are these companies' true joint venture partner. The companies at GlobalCrowdTV.com, we here have a equity interest in them. We charge them not $1, not one penny. They don't have to pay any money out of their pockets. There were some companies that we took over from a previous company that we had that they did pay a little bit of money up front for securities offerings and that. But most of the companies you're going to, in fact, all the companies you're going to see starting from today on paid absolutely no upfront monies whatsoever. And those companies you see today that we brought over from another company, if they paid any upfront monies, we're actually reimbursing them through cash or through some other type of way that we're getting back with them. So actually every company there has paid absolutely no money upfront. We're their true joint venture partner. And why that's so much better than, you know, going to like a fee-based service like an AngelCo. Once again, I've already talked about how those are Regulation D securities. They say you can invest online, but there's no transparency. Here, every single company at Global Crowd TV has got to submit quarterly unaudited financials, year-end audited, any big major changes to the company, stock splits, changes in management, all of that stuff. Issuances of new securities have to be notice has to be given to the securities holders no less than 10 business days prior to those types of changes, except for changes in management. I think that can happen. But also, you know, they have to do the monthly letter to the investors stating it's a state of the company letter. And they put out that letter, state of the company, and also they do the quarterly financial release, and they also do a video conference with all of the investors to ask questions and all that nice stuff. So that's what really sets us apart. So I'm going to say this now. We have a long line of submissions from people who are listed at Gus.com, from AngelCo, and from EquityNet, stating that, you know, they're unsuccessful at those sites and they want to come over to Global Crowd TV. Now, are we going to take all those companies? No, actually, we'll probably take less than 10%. Most of them probably just don't fit what it is that we're looking to do. Once again, it's a joint venture, so we're going to be, you know, our own side, we're going to be invested into these companies. And the SEC filings, currently for Regulation A, we have to do state filings and get state merit reviews done. So we're investing in these companies anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000 before they could ever even start selling stock. So We choose the best of the best. We're not going to put out some garbage. We're not fee driven. They're not paying us. Our only profitability is in our equity position we have in those companies. And if they're not successful and they're not profitable, neither are we. So, once again, I got to take a break. Once again, I'm Steve Mueller. I'm on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street. And because we are kind of the renegade firm here, you know, Regulation A, not a lot of people know about it. It's going through a lot of changes. Regulation A and A+ is coming up. I'm going to get into that a little bit after the break. And, you know, since we're kind of renegades here, I think that it is only fair that I would get a little love to my guys at Rage Against the Machine and go to a little renegade song. So once again, I'm Steve Mueller on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street. I'll be back here in about 4.5 minutes. Talk to you soon.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. And then the Renaissance came. The time.
Okay, so we're back here with Steve Miller in the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and I just want to go through just a real quick set of emails and tweets that I got during the break there. It said, Steve, why are you going through all the benefits of GlobalCrowdTV.com? We've heard you say it on and off for the last 3 months. The big reason is that this video package that you will see me broadcasting here from this live set or from the air studio here at Global Crowd TV is going to be posted on GlobalCrowdTV.com. And it's going to be kind of a video package just there all the time. And that was kind of the reason why I went into that for probably the 30th time since we started the show here in October. So to all of my dedicated listeners, I appreciate you guys hearing that. Second, Steve, you look a little overweight. You look a little bloated. Yeah, the camera, I heard these HD cameras put 10 pounds on you. So that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that it's just 10 pounds. I just hope that it's not a... I'm going to try and maybe blur the camera a little bit. Maybe I'll be like Bigfoot, and everyone will be like, oh, you know, it's Bigfoot right there. Nah, it's just, I don't know. I work too much. I don't have time to go to the gym right now. Maybe after the launch of Global Crowd TV, and maybe towards the end of the year, I can start going to the gym. But right now, the days here run from about 4:35 a.m. until about 8 or 9 at night, and try to get home and see the kids and the wife for maybe 15, 20 minutes before they go to bed and, you know, get back right back here and do it again the next day. So anyway, for somebody has sent me some emails like, how do we get our company listed at GlobalCrowdTV.com? Once again, you've got to send information to team@GlobalCrowdTV.com. And we look at everything. We do a lot of due diligence. It's not a fast process here. If you're looking to get in and get a public securities offering up and start bringing in money in the next, like, 3 minutes, it's just not going to happen. Right now, once you're approved and we move forward with you, because we do put out – we do – if you go to a law firm and you want to do a Regulation A public securities offering, you're probably going to pay them somewhere between $10,000 and $50,000 up front. And you're going to go through this long, arduous task of roughly 3 to 6 weeks of, you know, document preparation, putting the SEC filing together, sending it in, waiting for the merit review at the Securities and Exchange Commission, and then getting it approved and be able to go through, you know, offering it to investors. A little bit different here at Global Crowd TV. Remember, this is what we do. This is what we do. We can put together a Regulation A securities registration statement on Form 1A and send it out to the SEC within a week. We're fairly quick. We have, you know, we've done it multiple times. We're able to put those things together and get them out. Once we send them out, we're in what's called test the waters. Test the waters means that we can start, you know, public solicitation, public marketing of the company, potentially get, you know, investment commitments. And once the securities offering is deemed effective at the SEC's level, got to look at where those investors are at, get it through a merit review in those states, and then once it's approved, we can move forward with the investment. Now, we've got a streamlined process that gets that, you know, going in 30 to 45 days. So you can start seeing capitalization in 30 to 45 days. And, you know, people always say to me, it's like, well, I don't want to wait 30 to 45 days to start, you know, bringing in investors. Well, I've got news for you. If you go to Gust or you go to Angel Co or you go to, like, EquityNet, you can go there with a Reg D, and you can post your information, but your odds are 10 to 1 you're not going to get an investor in that amount of time anyway. And once you're past the merit reviews and, you know, the federal filing, the state filings, I hate this. This is the good news about Reg A. You're going to go start to finish way faster with the Regulation A than you ever will with a Regulation D. And another great thing about us here at Global Crowd TV is we spent months working with registered investment advisors, venture capital groups, you know, growing our private investor list. We have a whole marketing division that works on social media and working in, you know, with the press and working with institutional investors at both, like, asset managers, venture capital groups, RIAs. So we already have this huge, massive list of, you know, contacts. And what we do is once one of our Reg A's come online, like our first one does here on February 17th, we kind of blast out to all of them, and then we work with them to get the company capitalized and all that stuff. We just don't put up a website and then contact VCs to open an account, and then if they come through and they look at something and look at it, it's just not how we do it, you know. So also for investors, I've gotten three. It says that once what can we do now if we're an investor at Global Crowd TV? Right now, you can't make any active investments until the 17th of February. Once the 17th of February comes up, then you can start making commitments to make an investment, invest in a company, and have the money held in escrow. Well, that's going to happen until a company is considered deemed effective and gone through the state reviews. One thing I'll say about this is that all the companies we have posted there, we've already done the due diligence. We know what the SEC looks for. We know what the states are looking for as far as demerit reviews for Regulation A's. Now, there's a big thing to remember. Okay, so if you're an investor right now, you can review companies. You can start making investments in companies that are deemed effective starting February 17th. One big thing to keep in mind is that there is a big change coming to Regulation A's. You heard me say that a Regulation A today, we've got to go through a federal filing, get it deemed effective at the federal level. But at the same time, we have to do some state filings in certain states. And we kind of are pretty obvious with the states we pick up. We pick up, you know, where are the bigger states, where are the most people. Obviously, we're not going to run and do a filing in the state of North Dakota if we're not going to expect really any investors coming out of North Dakota. It doesn't make any sense. Right now, blue sky laws kind of preempt the federal law. So even though you get your Reg A approved at the federal level, you still have to abide by the state law. So that is coming up for a change with the passage of the Regulation A reform. Regulation A Tier 1 is going to somewhat stay the same. It's going to be for everything up to $5 million. Company does not have to submit audited financials at the time of filing with the feds, but may still have to go through the state. It says that federal law will preempt state law once this whole thing goes on, but it's kind of questionable with what it's going to be with Tier 1. Tier 2 is going to be anything from $1 million to $5 million, but a company can choose Tier 1 or Tier 2. The real difference at Tier 2 is that an investor can only invest up to 10% of their net worth of their yearly income, whichever is greater. And then second is that the company has to submit audited financials at the time of filing at the federal level. Here's the good news for both investors and entrepreneurs. At Global Crowd TV, as soon as Tier 2 Regulation A is approved and enacted, which it just came out of its 60-day comment period, so it could be enacted sometime here within the first half of 2014. But once it's enacted, all of the securities at Global Crowd TV will be Tier 2. We'll go away from the Tier 1s. Now that means that every company, whether it's a startup, growth stage, early stage, whatever stages, has to get a set of audited financials prior to its federal filing with the SEC. Good news for entrepreneurs and bad news. Bad news is you have to get a set of audited financials. The good news is at Global Crowd TV, unlike any other company that's going to be out there that's going to be looking to do a joint venture with you, if you're chosen by us here at Global Crowd TV to do a joint venture for the capitalization of your company and for listing at Global Crowd TV, we'll pay for your audit if you don't already have one. No one else is going to do that. No one else is going to pay for all your filings at the federal level or the state level, pay for all your audits. We do that because we look at ourselves as a true joint venture partner with our companies and with, that's just what it is. We're not here just collecting fees. I mean, we've done that before. You know, I've been there and done that. And then when something doesn't work out, you catch a bunch of bad press and, you know, someone's mad. And we'd rather be the true joint venture partner. And by that way, we're holding ourselves to a standard, because if your company doesn't become capitalized or if it's a company that's just not a good business concept and we're just collecting the fees and someone invests in that company and they lose their investment, it didn't serve any real true purpose. It was, I don't know, a shady business, I guess, is what I like to call it. But here, if we're vested, we're a vested interest partner in you, we make sure that you're the best of the best out there. We make sure that's a safe investment. And by submitting the audited financials and us even paying for it, we got skin in the game in your venture. And once again, it holds us to a standard. We're going to choose the best of the best companies. And that just goes on to only help our investors. They know that our only profitability in something is for that company to be successful. Successful in capitalization and successful in business. And that's where our profit in the whole thing is. We're an equity holder in each one of the companies. So we're not like the other companies, like AngelCo again, EquityNet, and all those other places, where we're just collecting a monthly listing fee from these people. And that doesn't mean people aren't successful in becoming capitalized at those websites. It's just two different concepts. We're not here to break the back of the entrepreneur. Other people can do that. But once again, you got to be the best of the best to even be considered here at Global Crowd TV. Look at our companies we have posted up there right now. You know, from French Poor Doors to already in Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. The company that comes on for Direct Public Offering TV on the Tuesday, a week, on Tuesday the 18th, that's Shutter Guardian. A patented technology that's not out there today. Rate Pilot, same thing. Patented technology just filling a gap in a market space for which there is no true competition. I consider her... I always screw up the name. I mean, it's Shutter Guardian, but it's a hurricane theft prevention system. These companies, not only are they patented, but I consider them to be in what is, I'm calling an emerging market. Now, emerging market, by definition, is generally, it's based on a geographical region. But in our terminology here at Global Crowd TV, when we talk about emerging markets, we talk about a market space that was kind of like Facebook. When Facebook came out, the emerging market was social media. It wasn't really anything. Now it's something. And it's the same with Rate Pilot. Rate Pilot is in this emerging market area of ongoing solicitation for financial services at both the business and the individual level. Unlike LendingTree, where you go and actually apply for something for a one-off loan or credit, whatever it is. Rate Pilot's this ongoing system, and it's something that's not in the marketplace today. Same with Shutter Guardian. They have this unique product that is, there's no competition in the marketplace. So once again, just the best of the best, even down to Digger's Barbecue, which Digger's Barbecue, when I first saw it, I'm like, are we really going to do a franchise restaurant? And you really got into the nuts and bolts of it. National franchise chain of barbecue. And if you watch all of these grilling programs and Food Network, there's a big push on grilling and barbecue and things along those lines. And you get into this company, is already an established company, already been out there for years, already got good financials, already getting into the franchises and already have franchisees. So you got this great growth stage company, great American story, out of South Carolina. When you talk about barbecue, you're obviously talking about like North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisiana, those southeastern states where, you know, barbecue is like just what it is. It's barbecue. So just great companies at globalcrowdtv.com. So I'm already being told it's time to take another break. Once again, Global Crowd TV, Steve Mion on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street today. We are sponsored by Samba, the original Brazilian gourmet pizza company. Three locations coming here to Los Angeles in 2014. They are a joint venture partner of ours here at Global Crowd TV, and they're happy enough to give us some money to come here live to you today. So once again, Samba, the original Brazilian gourmet pizza company, three locations coming to Los Angeles here in 2014. And I'm going to be right back, since we talked a little bit about entrepreneurs, and I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there raising money, doing the grind today, finding that space between, you know, getting this company off the ground, getting it started, and raising capital. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a motivational song today when it comes down to, you know, doing that daily grind in business and starting something from anew. So I'm Steve Mueller. I'm on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and I'll be back here with you in just about 5.5 minutes.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking, how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. Daddies, he know he won't have it, he knows. His whole back's to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better. This soul's escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther. From home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next smoke who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. That it up, that up. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better. I'ma change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony has gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option, failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not, this may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
Street and Wall Street, and I like that Eminem song. Just whether you're an investor or you're an entrepreneur or you're a manager of a company that's going through a growth stage or whatever it is, that is just a great song to get you going in the morning. I wasn't going to go with the Sopranos song, but I still think it's still just a little too soon after James Gandolfini's death to play that song. Every time I hear that song, it's the first thing I think of. So I decided to go with the Eminem on that one. So anyway, so we're back here with Steve Muir on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street, and I got an interesting email during the break there. It said, hey, Steve, if you guys are charging entrepreneurs no money and you just are just taking equity positions in this company, what's the growth plan and the profit model for Global Crowd TV? Well, it's simple as this. One, we went out and we raised money from investors, and we have, here's our, I'll give you this, a snapshot of what the profitability model is for Global Crowd TV. One, there is a cost of offering. So, I mean, offering costs, we do recover on the back end of all of our securities offerings. So, any third-party legal costs and all that stuff, you know, we do recover those. So, the real only overhead here is just employees, staff, and what you see here, and airtime, and all that other nice stuff. We do, as you heard me say, Samba, the original Brazilian gourmet pizza company, is the sponsor for today. So we do have some sponsorships. But the big thing with Global Crowd TV is this. Nobody is doing what GlobalCrowdTV.com is doing. Nobody's doing Regulation A's. There's one company that does some of them. It's at Fundrise.com. They're good. I mean, but they're not. Our thing is to do roughly a couple hundred Regulation A's at any one time, and do a lot of public marketing and advertising to draw people to Global Crowd TV and so on. Go on and only pick the best of the best companies. And like I just told you earlier in the show, we've gotten a ton of emails from people who are listed at Gust, EquityNet, AngelCo. That are not finding success in getting investors there. And so here's our game plan. Because we have Regulation A's and we have a superior set of securities to the Regulation D's that are at all those other websites, and we have no upfront costs to the entrepreneurs, we're going to get the best of the best companies for investors to invest in. The absolute best of the best. We're not, if garbage contacts us, even if it's halfway decent, maybe we don't even want to do it, but you know, we only want to do ever so many real estates at a time, only so many energy at a time, only so many in the biofuels and mining, so on and so forth. We only want to do the best of the best in those industries. Because we have no upfront costs and we have no fees to those companies, we're probably going to get, you know, the better ones. And like I already told you, people are leaving Gust and leaving EquityNet and leaving these other websites and coming here to Global Crowd. And as we choose the best of the best, we'll let all the rest of those guys have the things that we don't want. In fact, I'll be very honest. If I go to AngelCo today and I find something that I want, I'm just going to take it. I'm going to contact them and say, here's what it is, here's what we got. I just went through all of this, you know, on this radio show. They can come back and listen to this, and I'm just going to take them away. And I'm going to come and bring them here, and we're going to get them capitalized, and we're going to get them set up with all the investors, and the investors are going to be happy, and the entrepreneurs are going to be happy, and we're just going to keep doing that. So let's just say, like, those companies could be like the D-League will be like, you know, the main show. That's what we're going to do. And then you add in all the stuff I talked about a little bit here on the show. Go to globalcrowdtv.com and then click on, I think it's private client services. Look at the services we have. We have Global Crowd TV self-directed IRA program. It's one of the best in the industry. We partner up with a group that is easily got, hands down, one of the best in the industry. Take a look and read the reasons why. I'm not even going to go into it here on the radio show. We have a secondary trading platform or secondary marketing platform already established for securities for people who want to sell their securities, but it has to be from a security that's actually purchased at Global Crowd TV. You can't have purchased some Reg D crap someplace else and try and bring it here to Global Crowd TV and try to muck up our system. It's got to be one of the companies that are listed or was listed at GlobalCrowdTV.com. So we already have a secondary trading platform. We have the top of the line, the absolute best transparency system for all companies. When you do a Regulation D, these people don't have to report to you. They don't have to, you're just stuck with them. If they call you, you should consider yourself lucky. At Global Crowd TV, there's already an established reporting system from quarterly financials to year-end audited to monthly state of the company letters from the CEO to the investor conference calls once a quarter. It's already an established reporting set of requirements is set by us, and it's also backed up by the Regulation A reform at the Securities and Exchanges Commission. So, and then you add into that we have Global Crowd TV's fixed income mortgage program. Anyone who's got a mortgage needs to go look at that. You want to talk about a change in the face or the dynamic of the mortgage industry. That product just rolled out today. Go take a look at it. At least look at the information. Just take a look at it. I guarantee it's worth your time. It is something that will change the landscape, change the face of the mortgage industry. And that's what, if you haven't noticed, it's already 11:20. I've been talking for 45 to 50 minutes now, and we have a program or a product here at Global Crowd TV that is going to change the face of the mortgage industry. And I didn't even get into it until now, and that's just how exciting things are at Global Crowd TV. It's just that we have these amazing things going on, and there's so many of them that are going on that I can't even get to all of them. I didn't even get into the broadcast. Go look at globalcrowdtv.com and look at the news reporting broadcast we have for the alternative investments marketplace. No one's even thought about doing this. We're way ahead of everybody else on that market as well. It's just amazing. Then get into the TV aspects that we have that are rolling out here on February 17th. They're playing with the cameras right now with me. It's so amazing. And just today, I'm going through it one last time just because this is going to be part of a video package that's going to be up at Global Crowd TV. And I'll get back to regular radio tomorrow. But once again, I appreciate you all listening in. It's exciting that on Friday, we didn't put out any original show. And we were still number one at Podomatic. And I think there's some like 300 podcasts that are in the investments category. And we're number one even when we don't put out new content. I think that's absolutely amazing. And once again, you can watch this live at globalcrowdtv.com as well. And you'll be able to watch it on demand here later this afternoon. They do cut out the songs, though. They do cut out the songs for the on-demand version. That's a copyright issue. And we'll hopefully get past that sometime here this quarter, and you'll be able to hear the songs on there too. So that's on Global Crowd TV. And once again, we're coming up on the direct public offering daily, and this is going to be really exciting. We've been working with these very large registered investment advisory firms that have anywhere from 10,000, one of them's got 12,000 registered investment advisors, making sure that they get the information on those direct public offerings when they go live on the 17th. So, I mean, we're talking, I think we have, just in the United States, just from registered investment advisors, I'm not talking about asset management, I'm not talking about private investors, I think we have 36,000 registered investment advisors already registered and involved with Global Crowd TV. As far as venture capital groups, we've gotten information out to like all of them. I don't even know how many of them have signed up. I know I've turned my phone off for every time somebody new signs up because it blows up about every day, just constantly. So it's very exciting. It's a very exciting time here at Global Crowd TV. And another aspect that we're going to be bringing in, I will be talking to live some other companies that are raising money in this industry and some other interesting investment advisors. I recorded an interview with, I've been talking about it for, I'm going to get to it on Wednesday or Thursday. With one of the guys from the NFL's Players Association. He's one of the big registered investment advisors there. And if you want to become a registered investment advisor that works professional athletes, you've got to get approved by this guy and this group of people. And it's great. We're going to I don't want to beat the dead horse how guys like, you know, Terrell Owens and Vince Young and them all kind of like ended up in financial situations and how they made bad investments. I don't want to beat that horse, but I want to talk more about, you know, how a professional athlete or a former professional athlete invests. And I think you kind of heard, you know, like, I know, like, Steve Young has gone off and he has started a venture capital group, or he's a major player at a venture capital group, and with Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, went off and did something, the same thing with sports marketing. And once again, these are very, very... When you think of professional athletes, you know, there's two groups. One, you know, that they rely on advisors, and then you have another group that is, they're very financially sophisticated, like, you know, Warren Moon and Steve Young. So that's those will be interesting conversations, and we're going to try and do more. One of the more interesting ones we're doing is I happen to be watching. I'm a UFC fan, and I saw some companies on the shorts of some of the fighters. And I've seen a small movement for people who are raising capital, you know, doing some sports, investing in some sports branding or sports sponsorships. And I got someone coming in that is involved with the UFC and actually does that. And we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about some other things. And so once again, it's exciting times here at Global Crowd TV. And once again, we'll get back to regular radio tomorrow. Today was just more about talking about Global Crowd TV, just answering those questions. And, you know, another question is, what do you do for securities offerings that are over $50 million? Because the new Regulation A will only go that high. And what are you doing for things between $5 and $50 million today? Okay, very good question. Regulation A today is only up to $5 million U.S. dollars for issuance of securities, $1.5 million of which can be securities being resold by current investors. That's correct. Today, even when deemed effective, we would only be able to facilitate investments in the companies under the current Regulation A. You will see that we currently have agreements, and we're starting to do a little bit of putting out some information on companies that have Regulation A securities offerings to $50 million, or between $5 and $50 million. Now, we'll advertise them, and we'll put them up there, and their Regulation A's under the new Regulation A Plus are pretty much ready to go. I think we're waiting on audited financials from two of them. Once that's completed, we will move forward with those companies in doing the federal filing. The Regulation A Plus allegedly is going to have a streamlined process where we can file via the EDGAR system electronically, which would be great. But we can't file anything as far as Regulation A Plus 1 until the Regulation A Plus is enacted, and then 2, see what the filing requirements are. They, you know, it was a lot of it was in the marketing piece or the public disclosure they put out for Regulation A Plus, and that came out here over 60 days ago because they just finished up the public comment period. So we kind of know what it is, but you just got to make sure everything is going to be right. And then from the day that that's enacted, we should have those things submitted right away and get to capitalizing those companies. Anything above $50 million, I don't want to say the word, you have to get creative, but you can't raise more than $50 million. So probably, no offense, I just don't think we're set up to do things that are much bigger than that anyway. So I think $50 million will probably be our limit anyway. For those types of things, think about this too. If you have a biofuels plant that needs $100 million, you'll probably get a bank guarantee for like $50 million for like whatever. Let's say whatever your costs to start are. Probably get a bank loan for $50, then you come and do the Regulation A for the other $50. That's kind of where it goes. Or else you have to do a Reg D. What do you want me to say? I mean, unless the Securities and Exchange Commission is going to put out Regulation A plus, and allow it to go to $250 million or something, which I just don't see happening. Anyway, everybody, go to globalcrowdtv.com. Take a look at everything that's going on at globalcrowdtv.com. I'm going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be introducing more companies for globalcrowdtv.com and Global Crowd TV's direct public offering daily. Once again, I am Steve Mead. I'm in the corner of Main Street and Wall Street. Special thank you to our sponsors from Samba, the original Brazilian gourmet pizza company. Our broadcasting partners at Live 365 Broadcasting. Our people at Livestream who provide all of this great video streaming for us live on the internet. Thank you to all of them. Thank you to our people at Skype, even though we haven't started taking phone calls in on the show just quite yet. We'll get to that on the 17th of February. Thank you to guys at iTunes. Thank you to Podomatic. Those are our podcast partners and our partners at YouTube. And everyone here that works here at Global Crowd TV making the show possible. I appreciate it. It's great. Congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks. Great game yesterday. I lost $150 on my sports bet on that one. I didn't see that one coming. So, once again, globalcrowdtv.com, Regulation A Securities, free trading if you're an investor. Go there today. Take a look at everything we have for investors there. Hands down, bar none. If you are involved with Gus or AngelCo or EquityNet or Realty Shares or whatever it is, and you think that they have something going on that's great, strongly consider globalcrowdtv.com. night and day better. If you're an entrepreneur with you're one of the best of the best entrepreneurs out there, you have something special, send it to team at globalcrowdtv.com. Take a look at it. My blog, daily blog, is going to be up at my own page at globalcrowdtv.com here sometime this week. You'll be able to read my daily blog. I got a blog about technology and real estate that I'm burning to get out to everybody. And once again, have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow, February 4th, 2014. We're going to be talking to some companies that are listed at globalcrowdtv.com, and we're going to start to be talking to some of our investors. And we're going to be having some interview sessions with some of the biggest venture capital firms in the nation. So once again, I am Steve Young on the corner of Main Street and Wall Street. I got 2 seconds left. Talk to you tomorrow.
wasn't the right.
Why it wasn't coming on Friday.